Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
City Talk 105.9.
We're talking about food here on Drive Time. It's Paul Jacobs, 4 to 7 on City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. And Ian is on a mobile. Ian, tell me about... Oh, my word.
Maybe Ben worked at Unilever in Ghana.
Right.
Africa. Yeah. And we got to know two local ladies. One of them, it was part of their tradition in their tribe, the Volta tribe.
Right.
To eat cat. We came to the hotel.
Right.
With a lovely casserole cat.
What? What could you tell it was a cat? It
looked like a rabbit.
Now, one person I reckon probably eats at slightly better venues than in tribes in Ghana is a gentleman called Duncan Bannatyne. Everybody knows you, of course, from Dragon's Den, but how you made your money, your fortune. A lot of people say that, okay, skill is the major part of doing that, the way you've built up your empire. How much does luck come into it as well?
Well, I wouldn't say that skill was a major... asset or luck. Say luck was about 0.0001%.
No.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. You know, the thing is that you just have to go and do it. You have to go and work hard, put some effort into it. Anyone can make £100 million. It's so easy, it becomes boring, actually.
This is Paul Jacobs.
City Talk 105.9.
The life of my family has changed dramatically in the last 18 months or so. And I'll tell you why. Because my brother, who I have to say I'd not been particularly close with in the last 25, 30 years or so, and therefore I had no iota, no idea of what was happening, came out as not being gay, but wanted to be known as a woman. He wanted to change his sex. Friend of the show, Penelope Bassey, is in. Penelope, you're transsexual. Have you've gone through the whole caboodle?
Yes, I have, yes. Not a sex change, it's gender reassignment.
What's the difference?
Sex can mean other things. Mm. But gender, you're born in the wrong gender. Mm. You suffer from gender dysphoria.
Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
Barbara, I don't need to get personal with you, but I do like you. Have you got a saggy bum? I'm absolutely sure you haven't, although you can never tell by a person's voice. And I'll tell you why. Listen to this from the US of A. A US psychologist has patented a bra for the bum, which she claims restores pertness to sagging buttocks. I'll tell you, there's a few in this tower could do with it, believe you me.
Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
On City Talk 105.9.
Is there something out there? Are you worried? A man was driving down a road in Devon when he came around a bend and saw some very bright lights ahead of him. He slammed on the brakes, slowly got out the car, and he walked towards the lights. And he walked some more. But every time he got close to the lights, they seemingly moved further away from him. This went on for about 5 minutes. When all of a sudden, he was lifted off the ground and apparently was taken into a spacecraft. He felt the craft lift off and became unconscious. Only to wake up in a room lit with yellow lights where he was forced to breed with aliens.
This is Paul Jacobs on City Talk 105.9.
You see, I wouldn't claim to know everything about the economy and what goes on up and down the country, how it affects us, and how we possibly could have isolated ourselves a wee bit from the credit crisis, which we all agree is global, but the government time and again keep on going back to the fact that it's not their fault. We couldn't have done anything about it. This is a global problem. We've been dragged into it, and globally we have to get out of it together. And the other thing I want to talk about is Sir Fred Goodwin. We spoke about it last week. I gave you 6 minutes about what I thought about Sir Fred Goodwin and where he's coming from. Morally and ethically bereft. Well, recently, Harriet Harman, came out with some amazing quotes in the press. One man is quoted as saying, "The idea is potty." He joins us now. It's the main economic spokesman for the Liberal Democrats. Good afternoon to Vince Cable. Hi, Vince.
Hi, afternoon to you.
Why is her idea potty?
Well, I start, as you do, and as I think she does, with the basic assumption that Sir Fred Goodwin should be hung, drawn and quartered, for starters.
Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
City Talk 105.9.
Yeah, the great David Bowie. What a fantastic sound that is. But never mind about the sound. What about the sight? Now, you know, I know it's very early in the afternoon and we shouldn't really be talking in this manner. But when you see your partner getting dressed or undressed, and all of a sudden you glimpse out the side of your eye what they're wearing underneath their main garments, does it make you laugh? Does it make you cry? Does it make you run away from them out the room? And why am I talking about undergarments? Well, specifically, guys out there, listen, if you're in a taxi now, if you're at home, if you're in office at work, if you're working in retail, if you're an insurance clerk, if you're working in banking, can you tell me now, guys, if you took your trousers off straight away, the here and now, that you wouldn't make anybody run away from you? They wouldn't be frightened by what they would see, either the colour, the shape or the size. When was the last time you bought yourself a nice pair of underpants? Joining me now, Nick Eade, a male fashion expert, joins us. Hi, Nick.
Hi there.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing Y-fronts.
You are
very
kidding.
Glamorous,
no, no, sorry. Y-fronts and glamorous don't go together.
Well, they do. That's what I'm going to tell you. They do.
Okay. And also female fashion expert Cyril Campbell's with us. Hi, Cyril.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. You can't really ask me what I'm wearing, can you?
Well, I can do because it's my show on City Talk 105.9. What are you wearing, Cyril?
Girl's version of little boxer shorts. You know,
like
little short, tight ones.
Oh, I like them. This isn't just a takeaway sweet and sour chicken. It's 1,436 calories and 9.3 grams of saturated fat.
Paul Jacobs.
Paul Jacobs.
City Talk 105.9.